Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Radio Sports Update. We thought the Yankees, maybe Philadelphia, but it looks like Mike Trout has 340 million reasons to stay with the LA Angels. Trout is set to land the biggest contract in professional sports history. The Los Angeles Angels and the 27-year-old outfielder are finalizing a 12-year contract worth more than $430 million. The deal also won't have an opt-out clause, so he could finish his amazing career as a lifelong Angel. His annual salary would be $36 million a year. That best Arizona pitcher, Zach Greinke's $34.4 million a year deal. And when you break it all down, Trout's going to make close to $100K a day. Trout's a two-time AL MVP and seven-time All-Star with an incredible slash line of 307, 416, and 573, including 240 home runs and 648 RBIs through 1,065 games. In the NFL, the New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft might walk away with no charges for solicitation. Prosecutors say they will drop the charges against Kraft. He admits he was proven guilty of soliciting prostitution back in February. If Kraft does get off, he still needs to take a course and put in 100 hours of community service. Big deal. Kraft is one of 25 men charged with solicitation, and police say they have video evidence concerning the men involved. What will the NFL's punishment be? That's the next question. With the Cardinals, they're meeting Kyler Murray today, and any team acquiring about Josh Rosen in a trade would be on the hook for only 3 years and $6.24 million, both in cash paid and total cap hits for a potential starter valuable backup. Every team in the league should be making a call to Arizona. If you pick them up at that price, that could be a steal. NFL news today, the Rams finalizing a one-year deal with quarterback Blake Bortles. He'll back up Jared Goff. The Carolina Panthers signing rush end Bruce Irving to a one-year deal. Vontaze Perfect is visiting the Black Hole and the Raiders less than a day after being released by the Cincinnati Bengals. The Washington Redskins have signed offensive tackle Eric Flowers to a one-year, $4 million deal, and the Vikings bringing back kicker Dan Bailey. It looks like ESPN is trying to lure Peyton Manning back into the broadcast booth. Company brass from ESPN flew to Denver in an attempt to the former quarterback to join the Monday Night Football crew after Jason Witten ended his retirement, rejoining the Dallas Cowboys. Zion Williamson of Duke and John Moran of Murray State, they headlined the list of candidates for the Naismith Trophy as the NCAA College Basketball Player of the Year. NCAA tournament action finally here in full swing tonight. We have the play-in games that tip off in a few hours at 6:40 p.m. Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M. FDU, a 1.5-point favorite, high total 149. At 9:10 p.m., we have Belmont and Temple squaring off. Belmont laying 3.5, big total as well, 155.5. Wednesday night games, North Dakota State minus 5.5 against NC Central, total 135. And Arizona State, a 2-point favorite against St. John's, over under 152.5. Duke, UNC, Virginia, Gonzaga, they're the one seeds. Duke, the tournament favorite right now at plus 225. North Carolina, 6-1. We have Gonzaga, 5-1. Virginia, 8-1. And now here are the regional favorites. This is how they break down. Odds to win the East, Duke, minus 180. Gonzaga is plus 150 to win the West region. North Carolina, plus 200 to win the West. And Virginia is the favorite to win the South at plus 145. We have a six-pack of NBA action tonight. Philly minus 1.5 at Charlotte, 223. Houston laying 7.5 at Atlanta, 231.5. The Lakers travel to Milwaukee to face the Bucks. Bucks 11-point favorites, 230. Golden State 6.5-point favorites at Minnesota, 230. That total. Brooklyn at Sacramento. The Kings minus 3.5, 233. And Indiana is at the LA Clippers. Clip joint. 4.5-point favorites total in this game, 219.5. And the NIT tournament in full swing tonight as well. Number 5, Lipscomb, and number 4, Davidson. Davidson minus 2149. Number 8, St. Francis takes on number 1, Indiana. Number 8, Campbell takes on UNC Greensboro, who should have been in the tournament. Number 7, Hofstra, and number 2, NC State Wolfpack minus 9163. Wright State, a 7 seed at number 2, Clemson Tigers. They're 13.5-point favorites, 131. San Diego at Memphis. Memphis, a 6.5-point favorite, 151 is your total. Arkansas takes on Providence. The Friars, minus 6144. Number 7, South Dakota State versus number 2, Texas, minus 8.5, 152. In late action tonight at 11 o'clock, number 5, Dayton at number 4, Buffalo. The Buffs, minus 4, 138.5 is your total. NHL news, Boston star David Pastrnak returns to the lineup tonight when the Bruins take on the Islanders. He hasn't played since February 10th after thumb surgery. He has 66 points in 55 games. The Blues getting sniper Vladimir Tarasenko back tonight against the Oil. He missed the last 5 games with an upper body injury. And goaltender Ben Bishop will return to action for the Dallas Stars as they take on Florida tonight. 10 games on frozen water. We'll get to all the games. Stay tuned to Red Heat and Rage Radio with me and host Gabe Morenci. Casey. We will talk basketball pucks with Long Island Rage George Kurtz and also the Mike Trout deal. We'll break down the betting board in the NCAA, NIT, NBA, and NHL. Plus, we'll take your calls as well and picks galore. So stick around, everybody. It's Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll Game Time Decisions. Red Heat Radio, Fantasy Sports on Radio Network, iHeartRadio, now on YouTube as well. What's going on? It's the Twisted Tuesday version and edition of the program. March Madness set to begin in a little more than 2 hours' time, I believe. I just got to figure out what channel this play-in game is on. And we've already figured out who we're going to pull the trigger on. That's Fairly Dickinson in honor of Bruce Dickinson, Iron Maiden. So I am Morenci. What's going on in Toronto with Cam Stewart? What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Gabe? Yeah, no, I'm excited for the games. They're going off at 6:40 tonight. NBA a little bit rough last night. I just wish we put all of our chips with the Vegas Golden Knights, one of our good calls, getting it done last night. Hopefully some more winners on the board. And the Mike Trout deal, buddy, what can you say? If there's one guy in sports who deserves the money, it's Mike Trout. And you got to hand it to the Angels. We were thinking maybe going to the Yankees. Philadelphia wanted in on the deal, but now the Angels have a window. Hey, but Angels, you got 12 years now. Give this guy some help. You didn't get him help first time around, but now you got time. Do something before he gets too old, Morenci. That's the key. They got to build around this guy now.
Yeah, Mike Trout gets a ton of money, $430 million to stay with the Angels. He's only 27 years old. You got to believe that the Angels gave him some assurances that they just weren't going to try to suck forever. Listen, Artie Moreno has always been aggressive over the years for one reason or another. Over the last few years, they've been unable to put it together. Maybe now that Mike Socha has moved on, and I like Mike Socha, but Mike Socha was old school. Maybe his time had passed. There was a constant clash between Socha, the general manager, and the baseball people, in which they wanted to get more into analytics, and Socha doesn't care about analytics. Most of these older managers don't like analytics; they're not down. They're more managing with their gut instinct, and Socha just seemed to overmanage. And like I said, Socha was a great manager, man. I'm a big Mike Socha fan. I remember him. That's what happens when you get old. I remember Socha as a catcher with the Dodgers, as a young guy taking over for Steve Yeager. And now here he is, an old manager in which the game has passed him by. It's a cold-ass world unless you're Mike Trout, and you can afford to buy a lot of things now if you're Mike Trout. But really, I'm just happy that the Philadelphia Phillies didn't get Mike Trout. I'm not a Phillies hater, but I'm getting tired of Philadelphia signing and acquiring every sports superstar. They already got Harper. It just would have been nauseating and over the top if they would have gotten Mike Trout as well. And if you're wondering why Philadelphia guys, Mike Trout from the Philadelphia area.
Correct.
Big Eagles fan.
Not me.
George Kurtz. He's not an Eagles fan.
Nope.
George Kurtz will step up and in. Mike Trout, NHL hockey. I think George Kurtz hates everything. That's why he's Colonel Kurtz. I don't think he watches much of that.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage Radio, Fantasy Sports on Radio Network, iHeart, Armed Forces Radio Network as well. I should say the American Forces. The American Forces. So I'm Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. George Kurtz will join us in a couple of moments.
as I was stating, I don't think Kurtz will have much opinion on March Madness, actually. I don't think he's into to Madness. Maybe he's into the Frozen Four. Maybe Kurtz watches some NCAA college hockey. But not the Madness that's set to begin tonight in Dayton, Ohio. We'll break it down. Mike Trout's got a ton of money. We'll take a look at the brackets, the props. NHL card last night was brutal. Rough night last night for the picks. Fortunately, Vegas did get it done in the late night hours. San Antonio Spurs, one of I think it was our only win in the NBA last night. Quinnipiac hung around, fell short. The poll numbers fell short for Quinnipiac last night. Ended up losing by, I think, 8 or 9. Sweated it out, fell short. Instead of being patient and remembering that this is a this thing is it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. We came out last night punching with NBA games, fell short. And that's what I get, Cam, and that's what you get. That's what we get for betting on the Phoenix Suns, man. I never bet on the Phoenix Suns. I don't know what the hell I was thinking last night. The Phoenix Suns suck, all right? They're terrible.
Yeah, they suck.
You can't bet on the Phoenix Suns.
They are terrible. And the first game we talked about was the Spurs, and that was what we liked. And it's unfortunately, Gabe, it's kind of like I'm that big fat guy at the restaurant. You know, I can't just settle in on the dishes that I want. I want the chicken wings and I want the pad thai. Instead, I got to try this. I got to try that. Oh, a little sprinkle here. And then when you make good decisions, you make bad decisions. I go home with less money and heartburn. It blows. Got to be a little more selective. This tournament's not short, buddy. Like, we got to pick our spots a little bit better, maybe more units and less games. But we live, we learn. But me and you don't seem to. It's like Groundhog Day.
No. picking my
idiots.
Spot and going larger probably wasn't against the College Insider Tournament with Quinnipiac and the New Jersey Institute of Technology. That's when you know you got a gambling problem. Although, you just mentioned you at the buffet, that's it. You want a little bit of everything, but then you get an upset stomach after, right? You know?
Yep.
You can't
you know,
mix bear. Everything.
Why did I get the 20-piece barrel? Why did I get the 20-piece barrel, Gabe? I know I could have still had leftovers with a 12. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. I'm a greedy guy. I go for it. And sometimes I pay the price. Anyway, we're going to be a little more selective with the tournament. Yeah, I guess I enjoy food. Kurtz knows that.
You're not greedy. You're just hungry. George Kurtz.
I'm greedy and hungry.
George Kurtz joins us as Barstool actually has a bracket of fast food. And I figured it'd be good to run through this a little bit. Although I got to be honest, Nick, there's quite a few places that I've never been to before. And I don't think George Kurtz has been to a lot of these places because he never leaves the compound. George Kurtz joins us. What's up, George?
I think the bigger problem is on Long Island, we don't have as big a selection as a lot of you guys have. We just got a Chick-fil-A here a couple of years back. I mean, it's, you know, we have our normal McDonald's, your Burger King, your Wendy's, your pizza joints, but Taco Hell, but not a lot after that.
I'm in
be honest with you.
Taco Bell now Chick-fil-A delivers, guys, I hear.
They do. I don't know about that meat. It's made with water, too. Like, I've actually known
you've
a friend
who's cat. Meow.
No, I'm just saying, I've worked with the guy at a Taco Bell, Gabe. That stuff doesn't travel well. It's something you got to eat within like 5 to 10 minutes. Like, you don't put old tacos in the fridge. Like, if that's one place you don't want delivery from, it's that. Yeah, it doesn't
reheat.
Funny
you
it
say that.
You know,
because there's like a high-end sort of new school modern looking Taco Bell that opened up right near Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
And I want to go in there, but I basically know you're exactly it, Cam. I'm like, man, I'm gonna get some Taco Bell and bring it home. And then it hit me today. I was like, that's a bad idea. Like, yeah, 25 minutes later on the other side of the Hudson in Jersey, and it's not going to be the same.
How's that boat ride going, Gabe? You know what I mean? You're in the boat there, rocky waves. You got the Taco Bell in your greasy bag. I don't think it's a real good play. But
the Pepsi,
as for Chick-fil-A,
the ice is shaking.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's a fountain drink. It stinks. You know what? It's just better to dine in. And as for Chick-fil-A, I got no problem with the product. I just think it's a little bit overrated. People talk about it like it's the next coming. Like, God, I went down south to Bojangles Chicken and Biscuits, and it crushes Chick-fil-A. It's not even in its league. Chick-fil-A is overrated.
All right, so let's get into this a little bit then here. We'll just let's play along and go through this. So let's go through the first region. So this is the first region, fast food, casual bracket, round one. McDonald's is the one seed, the powerhouse, McDonald's, the blue blood, George, right? Against Jollibee. Jollibee Chicken, which there's also one right on like 6th Street or something like that. 6th, I think it's on 6th, whatever. 8th, I don't know, whatever it is. I've never been in there. It's the most popular chicken place in Asia. McDonald's versus Jollibee. I got to go with McDonald's.
I've never heard of Jollibee.
Yeah, Jollibee. Yeah, they're opening one up by me too, Gabe. It's a big Filipino joint. Apparently, it's really, really big. You're right. In Asia and the Philippines.
My wife's Filipino.
Well, ask her, George. What's up with the Jollibee?
She knows about it. Yeah, she knows about
it. It's a big Filipino.
Dude,
it's a hot spot, buddy.
Yeah, there's a place right near the Port Authority. There's a lineup like 24 hours a day. It's all Filipino people in line. And I don't know. One thing, though, in the window, the chicken looks good, but one thing I'm not too much into, they have tuna, sort of like an apple pie at McDonald's, except it's tuna. It's like tuna pie.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
I don't do tuna pie. I do shepherd's pie, not tuna pie. These people crazy.
Like, oh, no. All right, we're going McDonald's. One seed, we agree. We're going McDonald's.
Although I asked the wife, by the way. My wife is Filipino. She looked at me like I had 7 heads. She never heard of it.
Oh, she doesn't even know Jollibee?
She's never heard of Jollibee.
She never
she's
heard
a nurse,
of it.
She's
from
nurse.
The Philippines.
Me and you have eaten more things today than George has his life. Yeah. Like, George's wife.
And she lived in the city for a while.
Salads. She likes
salads.
I don't
want to insult Mrs. Kurtz, but is she really from the Philippines? Because she's got to know Jollibee if she's from the Philippines.
Jollibee chicken. You've never heard of it, right? No, she has no idea what I'm talking about.
Sorry, I'm dying.
She's not a big fast food person anyway.
Really,
she has no idea about Jollibee chicken.
No. Yeah. Jollibee is literally like the biggest chicken joint in Asia. Yes.
It's getting big. Like real big.
All right. So
Jollibee?
Jollibee.
Jollibee. Yeah, so now you have heard of it? Oh, now she knows it. Okay, I guess I said it wrong. She spelled it out for me and underlined it like real angry, like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, listen
just
to
like,
me, George.
Yeah, see, of course she did. Just like real marriage, miscommunication.
Correct.
We got the 8 and 9 seed here. Now, I've never heard of these two. Maybe you guys have. Cam's eaten almost anywhere. This is good for Larry. It's the restaurant's called Wawa. And the other place is called Sheets with a Z. Wawa is the 8 seed. Sheets. I don't know either of these places.
I've heard of Wawa.
Be honest with you too. I've heard, but never been to, and I have no idea what they even serve. What's their specialty, Gabe? Does it say, or do we get an explanation with the number? Or no, it's just. I gotta go with Sheets because Sheets are multifunctional. You can have sex in Sheets. You can eat in Sheets. Sheets.
I'm gonna look it up. Wawa
you sleep
like too.
Sheets. Fast spreadsheets, yeah, you can work
sleep.
On them.
Good call, George. You can sleep in the sheets. You can, you know.
All right, it's
all
hoagies. Hot hoagies,
like
cold hoagies, and sandwiches.
Hoagies.
Oh, I'm a sandwich guy, man. Yeah. Give me my roast beef and American cheese. I'm a sandwich guy.
They seem sandwiches to be, they're all over New Jersey. I never heard of it before.
I've heard of Wawa, never heard of sheets.
All right,
What's
so
Wawa,
let me look up
George?
Sheets.
Oh, Wawa was the sandwich place. I see. What's Sheets?
Hoagies, yeah. Sheets. Sounds like a place you'd get sheets at. It's a good name. Sheets. Silk sheets, all kinds of different sheets.
Red
American
County.
Chain of convenience stores and coffee shops.
Well, apparently Wawa sheets are 7-Elevens for Pennsylvania and Florida, according to what I'm hearing or seeing on Twitter.
I'll go
now
Wawa.
Dr. Ozilla. Yeah, I'm going Wawa too. I've heard of Wawa. I think I've been in a Wawa.
Yeah.
We've got the 4 versus the 13 seed here. Whataburger versus Quiznos.
Oh, good one. Ooh, I'm going to go with Whataburger, and I'll tell you my problem with Quiznos. Every time I like a nice toasted sub, it's that oregano crap they put on it, though. They try to get too fancy with their spice rack. Screw it. Give me Whataburger any day of the week. I've had quality trips there. Whataburger wins.
I'm with Whataburger as well, though the price is a little outrageous there, but I'll take the burger.
It is. Price point high.
Whataburger. Ooh, the next one's interesting. The Panda Express versus Potbelly.
Tough match.
I don't know Potbelly.
Pick them.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Ready Rage Radio. I am Gabriel Berenzi. We're now throwing down on YouTube as well. iHeartRadio, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're just blasting through this this fast food bracket. I was going to save it, actually, for me and Cam, but I figured since George's a family man, he's been to some of these places with the kids. We're into the 5 versus the 12. Is there going to be an upset here? And I was thinking, Cam, pot belly should kind of be the name of this show. I like pot. You've got a belly. You're listening to Potbelly Sports on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
I like Potbelly. That's a good one.
Hey, what up, Potbelly? Hey, what up, guys? If you and I had a rock band, it's called Potbelly.
Hey,
I'm blazing, you're rubbing the belly.
I love it.
Pot
belly. Genie?
Yeah, rub pot the Buddha, belly. George. Rub the Buddha.
What up, everybody? We are Potbelly. I don't know Potbelly. It's another sandwich type place. A lot of sandwich joints here. Panda Express.
It's good for ghetto Chinese. You know, you need Americana Chinese for a while. You get the craving. I'll go with Panda Express since I don't know Potbelly. Too many sandwich shops anyway, too. Everybody tries to perfect the sandwich. It's a sandwich. We need the Chinese. Give me Panda
sandwich
Express.
Shops.
No upset.
I don't know how they stay in business. Too many, exactly.
I don't either.
You know, good thing about Panda Express, they have a ton of MSG in that. It's like old school, unhealthy Chinese.
It's salt.
I like it.
I remember in Vegas, it's hot enough, Marenzi. I ate Panda Express. I was just like sweating, like leaving silhouettes in the sheets. Yeah, it's a lot
big
of salt.
In Vegas. I lived in Vegas. Really, they're all over the place in Vegas. They're like every eight blocks, there's a Panda, Panda Express. All right, this next one's a battle of heavyweights, guys. Ooh, this is a battle of heavyweights. Carl Jr. / Hardee's, which is same owners.
Yep.
Versus Dairy Queen. Ooh, it's a battle. I'm going with the DQ.
I'm going with the DQ. You know what? DQ's upped up their game. They got great chicken tenders. Their gravy has a new formula. It's absolutely delectable. The price point has gone down a little bit. There's one near my horse, OTB, Gabe. And they got the buy one, get
it's
one free
fast
blizzards.
Food. It's fan food.
It's fan food. I like that. You're right. It's a tough matchup. Both bring a lot to the table. Like, these are two teams that shouldn't met in the first bracket, but I'm on Dairy Queen for the win.
All right. Mike Cardano joins us right now. What's going on, Mike?
Well, what kind of a bracket do you got going there? Sheets and Wawa. Those are gas station convenience stores.
I didn't make the bracket. Barstool did. I assume they were like a Boston, like, hoagie store or something.
No,
it's a high-class 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they were going head-to-head.
Yeah, that's why they're out in the round.
Yeah, they're eight and a nine seed. Okay, what about this one, Cardano? This is the 3 versus the 14. Ooh, Cam's going to like this one. Arby's versus Taco Cabana. I've never been to a Taco Cabana.
Have you even heard of a Taco Cabana? I'll take Arby's any day. Give me the roast beef.
I like Arby's, too. Arby's gets a bad rap in the community, man. And I'll tell you, for condiments, that horse sauce.
People always mock Arby's, but it's not bad, actually.
I don't like it. Arby's, they're making sandwiches now. Every other Tom Chicken area. Yeah, they got the meats, baby. Arby's got
the ones that got the meat for sandwiches.
We got the meats.
Yeah. You never know when we're going to be breaking.
Has a 14 seed ever won in this tournament?
No, this is a top heavy. It's top heavy. All right, this next one, this is an easy one, guys. This is the 7 versus 10, and I don't even like their commercials. They just annoy me. Oh, this is the way you eat food. Panera Bread versus Jersey Mike's. I'm going with Jersey Mike's just because of the name.
Oh, Jersey Mike's in a slaughter. Panera Bread's here in my location. I walk in for a soup and a salad, and it's $20. Below me. Panera Bread, quality.
They give you such small samples. They give you such small serving sizes.
Hey, what am I?
You need three of them.
Little guy here? Am I a leopard?
Right, I won't go to
Did
Panera
I ask
Bread.
For a soup? Did I ask for a soup and a sandwich? I get a little piece of bread and a cup of soup? Screw them. I'm with you, Gabe.
What about
Jersey
you, Mike?
Rolls.
You ever been to
Jersey
a Panera
Mike's
Bread
sub place.
Before?
It's another hero.
Yeah, it's like a Subway. I'm a hero guy. I'm going to bug off and go eat something myself. I'll see you later.
Yeah, we're making everyone hungry now.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, this next one's big. All right, thanks, Mike. Yeah, Jersey Mike's, great name, Jersey Mike's.
Oh, it's a great name.
It's another sub place though. It's another hero place. They're popping
a lot of sub places on
the
list.
Two here now.
Too many sandwich places.
Here's a battle, and we got a Canadian company on the list here. I didn't know how many A&Ws are there in the United States. I wasn't fully aware.
Huge. Big on the West
are
Coast.
Are they really?
Oh yeah, Portland, no. Oregon.
They used to be part of Kentucky Fried Chicken too. It was
they're
Kentucky Fried Chicken and A&W in the same place.
Okay. Their headquarters Portland. They're big in Washington State. A&W crushes the Northwest.
Okay, West Coast. Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, what's that, George? Who do they share with?
They were sharing with KFC for a while. It was always a KFC and A&W's together. I don't know if that's still the truth.
What
I don't go to KFC.
What a parlay! That's a great parlay.
Yeah, good parlay. Oh yeah, you get to KFC and you get some A&W root beer on the way out.
Amazing! That's great. Yeah, you're right, Moretz. Yeah. They win.
Okay, Chipotle versus A&W. A&W
by 46.
Disrespect.
I don't
15
get...
seat. Just like Jersey
I don't get
Mike,
why Chipotle is so popular. I don't understand why Chipotle is so popular.
Don't they kill
people
all the time?
Every time you go in there and you get sick. No thanks. A&W in a rout.
A&W. A&W, big upset, 15-2. They won by 26 points.
Yep, shocker.
Okay, all right. Here we go, Cam. Here's a chance for an upset for you, buddy. We're in a new region. The one seed. The mighty gay people hating Chick-fil-A. Take it on. Penn Station, East Coast subs.
You know what? It's tough. It's tough for me, Gabe, because we've talked about too many sub shops, but my hatred for Chick-fil-A and their branding and commercials is pretty strong. So I'm going to go with a sub shop just out of spite.
I'll go Chick-fil-A. I think there are too many sub shops. I mean, we even got the Blimpies yet, and the other ones,
Blimpies.
Subway. I mean, my God, they're all over the place.
Jim Day knows food. Like, we need Jim. Jim's in the chat here. So, Jim's saying Jersey Mike's says it's a good place.
It's a sub above. It says that's their slogan, a sub above.
It's a sub above.
It's
a sub above?
It is, man. They go old school. See their commercials? Real meats and stuff. They throw it on the grill. If you don't throw it on the grill, that's not a real sub. Like, they're hardcore. That's a premium sandwich joint.
All right. We Jim can't knock Chick-fil-A out by Penn Station East Coast subs. Maybe Chick-fil-A goes down the road.
They better lose their next game, though. I don't like those guys as a one seed.
All right, we got 8 versus 9. Jimmy John's versus Moe's Southwest Grill. I don't know Moe's Southwest Grill.
That's tough. I've been to Moe's Southwest Grill. It's okay. It's like cheap Mexican, kind of Southwestern food. That's tough. Jimmy John's, another sub joint. I'm going to go with the Southwest, Gabe. I'm going to go with Moe's Sizzlack. Hey, Homa, if it moves, you can bet on it. Yeah, Jim will
I like the name Moe's. Kurtz, any opinion on this one? Jim Day, what are you saying about this? He says Moe's is better than Jimmy John's.
Yeah, see,
Jim
knows.
I'm not a big Southwest guy as far as the food, so I'll look up the sandwich shop here, but I've never been to either one.
We're going with Moe's. All right. Culver's versus Boston Market. How many sandwich places are there, man? I don't want sandwiches.
A lot.
Well, give me some greasy food, man.
Boston Market is
Culver's. I don't know, is that Boston Market?
Culver's is I think more of a healthy place, so I'm just going to say no on that principle that it has too many nutrients. I think Boston Market, you can get a full rotisserie bird with good sides there. I lean to Boston
That's
Market.
That's true. I've been to Boston Market. Yeah. Boston Market's all right. You're right. You get the corn and the potatoes and stuff.
Thanks.
Mashed potatoes.
See, that's why I bring it, baby. You got it.
All right. This next one, this is for Bruce Chad in the Sioux. The 5 seed, the powerhouse, Domino's. Domino's takes on Torchy's.
Anything versus Domino's.
Torchy's on who?
Tacos.
I don't care who Torchy's Taco is. Domino's Pizza is really up their game. Their pan is now better than the Pizza Hut, in my opinion. They haven't skimped on the cheese, and the last pie I bought from them was absolutely fantastic. I'm with Bruce Jed. Domino's is our quality product.
Yeah, we're not bouncing Domino's in the first round.
If you live in New York and you're going to Domino's rather than a pizza place, you're out of your mind. No way.
George.
Domino's.
I live in the boonies, though. Like, I don't have any mom-and-pop shops anymore. They're all gone. They're all chains, right? So at least they're a better chain than the other losers that are in town.
All right,
thank
we got
you.
The 6
it's
versus
like
11.
Cardboard.
White Castle, the 6 seed, versus Little Caesars. Cam?
Same thing. Give me White Castle.
I'm going to go. You know what? I used to work at Little Caesars when it was a premium pot pie place. Yeah, you know what, Yang?
I used to agree with you.
Yeah, Little Caesars pie, though, it's real. It's too cheap now. They really skimp out. I'm going to go with, I'll tell you, Gabe, I can't vote for Little Caesars there. No. Who were they up against again? Who was
White
it?
White Castle.
Oh, White Castle. For value alone with Belly those 33-cent burgers? Yeah, yeah. Just give me a bag of sliders. White Castle.
All right. Subway, White Castle wins. Subway. Now, we all know my story with Subway. They tried to end my life.
I don't care who they're playing. They're done. Who are they up against?
You guys don't know the story. It's a funny story. Remember when Michael Phelps smoked weed, George? So remember some jackass took a picture of him smoking a bowl at a party? And Subway, dumped Michael Phelps. And I said, man, how can they dump Michael Phelps for smoking weed? I said, people like to smoke weed and go to Subway. You know? I basically cracked a joke that I said, that's why people go to Subway. They either smoked weed and then want to go to Subway or already bought weed and only have $5 left and they go and get a footlong. I was being complimentary to them, but they weren't happy at all. And they threatened to pull $800,000 television deal. And
yeah, they were pissed.
Yeah, it was quite the brouhaha. So I'm voting Churches. Give me Churches over Subway. You're bounced.
Oh, dang. Love Churches. Good chicken.
Papa John's versus Cookout.
No Cookout.
No Cookout either.
Yank says Papa John's. Time to see if it continues.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions, ready to race our radio. We're blasting through this fast food bracket. And not only that, Cam, a little bit later on, the fun continues as there was actually a bracket of mascots, Cam. But it's already been done. It's been ranked for us. Yeah, this is great. And I did my cheerleader rankings on Patreon the other night, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was fun, too. But we got the mascots. I think we can do the screenshots share also. But today we had the Bradley Braves head coach on, Brian Wardle. He's going to be on with us again. We'll replay it a little bit later on in the show. But they got a great mascot, the Bradley Braves, man. Great guy. And, yeah, we'll show you him a little bit later on. But George Kurtz with us right now. All right, last couple of ones, and then me and Cam will continue it after. We'll get George's Mike Trout thoughts and everything else. But we got this one is a no-brainer as well because this next place sucks. Is Burger King versus Sbarro. Burger King, the two-seed versus Sbarro pizza. You know, the Italian place, Cam.
I'm all over. I think Sbarro will be the popular choice. I like the King. I'm more of a Burger King breakfast guy, though. Their croissant sandwiches, 2 for $5, are a staple, and I really, really love those sandwiches. I go for a nice dirty Whopper on Whopper Wednesdays. Love the original chicken sandwich. Not too much Burger King, though. It can really do a little bit of damage for you, but I'll support the King. I'm done. I think Sbarro's overrated.
They've got five guys as a one seed. What do you say, George? You know, Sbarro pizza. I've never had a good Sbarro pizza before. It's always
everyone thinks it's so good.
The problem is, if you live in New York, you can get good Italian food at your local pizzeria. Why would you want to go to a chain? That's why I can't vote for Papa John's. I can't vote for Little Caesars, Domino's, Sbarro's. I would never go there. I can go around the corner to a much better pizza place that I'm probably not going to get ripped off at and get a better slice at any time. No, I'll take Burger King as well, even though Burger King, by the way, man, you eat that stuff. That stuff is like eating lead because it just sits at the bottom of your stomach for days.
A one seed, a big powerhouse. Five guys versus the 16 seed, Roy Rogers.
I don't understand why Roy Rogers is a 16 seed. I don't think that's fair. I think Roy Rogers is good. I will. I say they're not going to win the game, Gabe, but as a 29.5-point underdog, they cover the spread mightily in this matchup. I like five guys. Don't like the price, though. I don't like whipping out $30 for combos, man. It pisses me off.
It's not $30.
That's
for
the
a
problem.
Combo.
I take my my
burger,
family there. It's
$50.
Burger
fries and a shake is $23.99. I just went there the other day by the Walmart there to pick up my hockey posters for the show. Everyone's at five guys. Combos are anywhere between $16 and $24 with upgrades. It's a scam. I might
that's
as well
a lot
get a
of
steak.
Money.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I don't go. Like they're good burgers though.
It's all PR. People buy into it. The food is good. It's not that good. I love Roy Rogers, man, but they closed them all up on Long Island. But
Roy Rogers is underrated, George. You're right, buddy.
It was
Rogers
great.
Was
I loved. I could go there all the time. That's my. It was my favorite fast food restaurant. I'll take Roy's any day.
16
got one
my ass.
We got one of Cam's favorites. Zaxby's is a 9 seed against Portillo's. Zaxby's versus
I'll tell you something.
Got to go Zaxby's.
David Garrard was on to something with Zaxby's. When I was down covering the Masters, Morenci, I had a great, great experience at Zaxby's. Their wings were fantastic. Their chicken sandwich was fantastic. I really, really like Zaxby's. I think it was a pleasurable experience, so I'm going to vote Zaxby's.
Well, Mike Trout, we'll get back to the fast food brackets because it'll go on forever.
Sure.
George only going to be with us for another couple more minutes.
True.
Mike Trout could buy a lot of these franchises. You know, like you could buy a franchise fast food outlet for $430 million. He could buy a lot. But, George, I was stating earlier, you know, whatever, man. Mike Trout stays with the Angels, doesn't really change anything in my life. Good for him. He's a good guy. He gets all this money, $430 million. But I was saying earlier, I'm just glad that he's not with the Philadelphia Phillies, because that just would have been too much to bear with Harper and Trout and Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and the Eagles winning a Super Bowl. Philly was getting a little carried away. We needed something to chill him out. So at least Trout, unless Dave Gettleman's taken over the Angels and they signed Trout to trade him.
Well, listen, are the Philly fans already going to boo Bryce Harper? Because he's already failed at recruiting Trout, right? Harper said, hey, come here with me in 2 years, and now Trout's already signed here. I'm surprised Trout signed. I am. Because, A, he signed light. He didn't get a $430 million contract. The contract includes what he's currently owed for the next 2 years. So he really signed for about $360 million, which is light. You know, he would have waited 2 more years. He'd have gotten more money. But that being said, he's never going to spend it all anyway, and maybe he's happy in Southern California. Maybe he believes that Artie Moreno is selling, that they're going to build a team around him. They haven't done it since he's been there, but maybe he believes that. But, hey, if you're happy there, fine. But I thought he signed light, that he could have made much more if he would have gone to free agency in 2 years.
Yeah, he really doesn't seek attention. You know, Mike Trout
awesome.
Doesn't seek attention. He doesn't look for drama. Hard not to like this guy, Cam, when you just look at all the other star athletes.
I like everything about him.
Recently. Le'Veon Bell holds out, cries bitches. Antonio Brown shows up in a fur coat on Sunday and then acts like he got screwed, and Ben Roethlisberger is the problem. Bryce Harper, ooh, I want more, you know, more behind the scenes, which is never, you know what I mean? Drama every day, leaks and this and that, and you know, always drama, drama, drama. LeBron James, drama. Look at Mike Trout. You know, are as good as any of these guys are at their respective sports. The best player in his respective sport just makes more money than any of these other people. No drama whatsoever. No crying, no tweets, no drama.
Yep, you said it.
Boom.
Yep.
Not even at the end of the contract. Yeah, I'm good. Let's do it. 12 years. Hey, let's go. 27 years old, locked in. Not a peep, George or Cam, of drama from him at all.
Yeah, me and Kurtz talked about it, too, when we were doing the weekend show. And, you know, George, you said, you know, probably not going to. Remember when the Angels put out that offer and you're kind of like, wow, man, there's no way, like, eventually he's going to leave. And I thought the same thing. The fact that he's staying there just shows you the guy's happy with the situation. They've never had a team around him. He's never bitched. Pitchers are always getting hurt. It's got to be very frustrating because I think he's a guy who wants to win. He's a hell of a competitor, and that's just what I like about Mike Trout. He just goes about his business, and you said it, Morenci. It's very refreshing nowadays. He doesn't grandstand or do anything. He just goes out there, kicks ass. He's the best player in baseball if he doesn't stay hurt. But now it's up for the Angels to build around him, George. Enough is enough. He's staying there for the next years. No more excuses. You got to help this guy out.
He must believe they're going to build around it. They're going to give him some pitching.
Yes.
Right, because maybe he even signed Light to help that. Yeah, I know it sounds silly. Yep. He signed Light $360 million, but maybe he did. You know, that he didn't want to go to the didn't want to make them pay $450 million or whatever it might have been for a brand new contract. And good for him if he did. And listen, if you're happy there, stay there.
Well, it still turned into 430, George. It did turn into 430 in the end.
Because he's owed 62 for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
They're counting what he's already owed. He didn't get 430 new money. He only got 360.
Oh, no, you're right. Exactly. And you know what's crazy, though? So he gets all this money, and not to switch sports like this, but there's a correlation because it's the same amount of money in the same ballpark. Russell Wilson, all this talk suddenly, ooh, Russell Wilson, and he didn't put the fire out as far as the Giants and leaving Seattle, Cam. And basically, Russell Wilson, it's no secret, he's putting it out there. He's going to want $35 million a year and a long contract.
That's ridiculous.
Big contract.
That's ridiculous.
35.
It's ridiculous.
So he's going to be the highest paid player in the NFL, Cam. You're going to lose Russell Wilson next year after this year?
Well,
so I'm just saying he's going to make as much as Mike Trout.
It's crazy. Russell Wilson is not even the best quarterback in the National Football League. I love him, Gabe, but come on. I think that's crazy for him to make that amount of money. Third round pick, he's been great and all.
That's what the market says, Cam. That's what the market says.
Not in my market. Like Russell Wilson, he's good. He's very good, but he's not worth that kind of money. He should not be the highest paid.
Would you rather pay Russell Wilson $35 million a year or Nick Foles $22 million? Or,
that's an excellent point you bring up. They will pay him
Dak
the money.
Prescott,
it doesn't
25.
Necessarily mean, it
yes,
doesn't mean he's
yes,
the
George.
Best, but they're going to pay him the money. What are you saying, George?
You know what I'm saying, George. That's the quarterback market. What do you think, George? I mean, you
right.
know, the 25
the quarterback
is new
market
the standard.
For an average starting quarterback is $22 to $26 million. For an average starting quarterback.
Wilson Russell Wilson's
he's
not
the
an
only
average
option on that team. He has nobody around him, and he still drives the team to the playoffs each and every year.
He does.
He's leveraging
he
what
does.
He does. And this is part of Seahawks' problem because he's proven he can do it without anybody else because they've never given him anybody else. If he had
excellent
Antonio
point.
Brown or Devontae Adams, he couldn't ask for that much because maybe it's the receiver that makes him look so good. But there, it's not the receiver. It's not the great running backs. It's all Russell Wilson. They'll pay him, maybe not $35 million, make him at 32, but they'll have no choice. They will pay him.
Yeah, he's going to – yeah, they don't have a choice. They can't
point,
let
George
Russell Wilson
up.
Leave Seattle.
Because they've had the worst offensive line, Morency and George, all the things that he's done it without like a real primetime receiver. Hell, Joey Galloway was there with Warren Moon. Like, it wasn't with Russell Wilson. You're dealing with, like, you know, Doug Baldwin and these guys, a horrible offensive line. You're right. Running back by committee, it makes him look a hell of a lot better. Good, George.
You know what? It's always, and, you know, me and Renner talked about this morning, though. Between him and the Sierra chick that he's hooked up with, she looks like she wears the pants, Cat. And she's like an entertainer.
Definitely.
And, you know,
yeah,
supposedly, you know, New York would be pretty good for her career. And, you know, it's just put out because basically Jimmy Fallon said, what do you think about being a New York Giant? And Russell Wilson, instead of saying, oh, no, he goes, well, I did win a Super Bowl in that stadium. And then he goes, New York, New Jersey's always been good to me. That's not putting the fire out. That was clearly a message to the Seahawks that, hey, don't just think that I'm automatically taking what you guys give. And
it's
he
true.
Also sort of implied that if it's not done before this year, he's hitting the market next year. And why we don't, to be honest.
He's not going anywhere.
To be honest, they've never given him anything. If I'm Russell Wilson, I'd almost tell them I was going to say Paul Allen, but he passed away. That, hey, you know what I mean? I can't just run for my life for the rest of my career here for money. I could get paid elsewhere.
And that's probably all true, but they'll franchise him. The Seattle is not letting him go away. They may not be able to franchise him 2 years like the Kirk Cousins did with Washington, but they'll franchise him. So they'll have 2 years to work it out. But once again, this is leverage for him. He could say everything he wants. Oh, yeah, Giants might be good for me. No, if they don't build around me, I'm not signing here. This is all leverage. That's all this is. Well, it's all talk. We see it over and over again from these athletes, even in places they truly do hate. But when the money comes in, when the big contract comes in from that team, that's who they sign with. And the Seahawks will get it done. I would be shocked. I mean, Cam's right. He's not the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's top five. He's top five.
He's right
when was the last
there.
Time one of those guys came on
he's
the market?
There. He's the second tier of the best guys after the best guys. He's right there. Yeah, about five or
you've
six
got,
for sure.
You've got Tom Brady. You got Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers,
Aaron
Rodgers, in my opinion. Drew Brees.
Mahomes.
Drew Brees.
Not Mahomes.
I think
yet.
I'd rather have Russell Wilson than Drew Brees right
Mahomes
now.
Mahomes has to do it for another couple of years, man. Like, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, yeah. Mahomes isn't in that category yet.
If I'm starting a team right now, though, who are you taking? You taking Brees or are you taking Russell Wilson?
Well, yeah,
you're taking Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but I'm just stating, you have Tom Brady and everyone puts Aaron Rodgers right there. Rodgers has one Super Bowl, all right? Russell Wilson's been to two Super Bowls. He's got a Super Bowl, and he's done it with less, in my opinion, around him even. Like, I consider Russell Wilson one, like, top-tier quarterback. Like, you know, right there, to me, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Like, to me, they're interchangeable. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is better
than Rodgers, I think Rodgers a little bit better. Where do you consider Big Ben in comparison to those guys? That's, like,
probably
we'll
underrated
this year now, won't we?
Because he's an asshole. People don't like him, yeah. So he's underrated. If you look at Big Ben's career, it's pretty spectacular.
He's amazing. I agree.
All right, hang in here. We got last 2 minutes with George Kurtz. Maybe we'll get some NHL picks or whatever's on his mind on the way out.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game time decisions. Red Heat Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network now on YouTube as well as iHeart, of course. George Kurtz with us for another minute or so, another 2 minutes. Boston Bruins, dangerous hockey team this year, take on the New York Islanders tonight. And in fact, the Rangers are also at home this evening, and so are the Devils, actually. Man, it's a lot of hockey tickets sold in the area tonight. Washington at New Jersey, Boston at the Islanders, and Detroit at the New York Rangers. But Colonel Kurtz, of course, is an Islander fan. What do you think about the game tonight with Boston and the Islanders? Islanders actually, so I see -107. So the game's essentially a pick 'em tonight.
I'm going to go with Boston here. I think the Islanders can have trouble against any team that can score goals. And Boston can score goals. And they're likely, I don't think it's a definite yet, but they're likely to get David Pastrnak back tonight.
I think he's back, George. I think they said he's playing.
Yeah.
I think he's playing.
He's
so
playing.
Bad news for the Islanders.
Even without him, I'd be taking Boston. So I like Boston tonight. Yeah. I think they're going to score goals. And I like the over is 5.5. At least that's what I'm looking at here. I'm taking the over as well.
I think Boston's probably the play. I see the Boston Bruins are actually 10-1 their last 11 games against the Islanders in New York. And in fact, the last time the Islanders have dropped 10 of 11 at home versus Boston, with the last win coming in November of 2013. November of 2013 is the last time the Islanders beat the Bruins in New York.
So that's not good, right? That's a bad thing?
And, Brad Marchand's got 16 points in his last 10 games overall in 3-2 meetings versus the Islanders this season. So he's lit them up. Yeah, you know what? I got to be careful tonight with the account. It's kind of thin. I'm on thin ice, and I'm looking at Fairleigh Dickinson. So, George, have you filled out a bracket yet, March Madness?
The only bracket I could fill out, literally, I could ask my girls and tell them to pick a team names they like. I know nothing about college basketball.
That's what we said earlier. We're like, George is going to watch it.
No, Colonel Kurtz knows baseball, though. He's breaking it down on the weekend with me. Good picks, good props.
What about the Frozen Four, George? The Frozen Four.
That I do play, actually. I'm in a fantasy pool with that, so that's actually much more fun for me.
There you go. Oh, Frozen Four.
George Kurtz can't be doing it. Hey, George.
You good, guys. Win some money.
We'll get back to our fast food breakdown on you.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Thank you very much, Yang. Yeah, crazy news in MLB baseball today. Hi, everybody. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports Update. We thought maybe the Yankees in a couple years, maybe the Philadelphia Phillies, his hometown, but it looks like Mike Trout has 430 million reasons to stay with the Angels. Trout set to land the biggest contract in professional sports history, not just baseball. The Los Angeles Angels and the 27-year-old outfielder are finalizing a 12-year contract worth more than $430 million. The deal also won't have an out clause, an opt-out clause, so he could finish his amazing career as a lifelong Angel. His annual salary works out to $36 million a year. That bests Arizona pitcher Zach Greinke's $34.4 million a year. When you break it all down, he's going to make close to $100,000 a day, but one guy, if he deserves it, it's Trout. Two-time MVP, seven-time All-Star, incredible slash line, 307, 416, 573. We talk about 240 home runs, 648 RBI through 1,065 games. Now it's time for the Angels to build around this guy and get it done. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft might walk with no charges for solicitation. Prosecutors say, hey, they're going to drop the charges against Kraft if he admits he would have been proven guilty on soliciting prostitution charges back in the month of February. If Kraft does get off, he still has to take a course and put in 100 hours of community service. He's one of 25 men charged with solicitation, and police say they have video evidence concerning the men involved. The question is, what will the NFL's punishment be for Kraft? With the news, the Cardinals are meeting with Kyler Murray this afternoon. Any team acquiring Josh Rosen in a trade would be on the hook for only 3 years and $6.24 million, both in cash paid and total cap hits for a potential star and a valuable backup. Every team, they might be on the blower to Arizona right now. That could be an absolute steal if they decide to get rid of him and go with Murray, or maybe they'll keep them both. Who knows what's going to happen here? The LA Rams finalizing a one-year deal with quarterback Blake Bortles. He's going to back up Jared Goff. Carolina has signed a one-year deal with rush end Bruce Irvin. Vontaze Burfict, he was cut by the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday, now visiting the Raiders and the black hole there. Eric Flowers signing a one-year, $4 million deal with the Washington Redskins. ESPN, they're trying to lure Peyton Manning into the booth. Company brass flying to Denver to join the Monday Night Crew. But after Jason Witten ended his retirement, rejoining the Dallas Cowboys. College basketball, we're right around the corner here. Zion Williamson of Duke and John Moran of Murray State headline the list of candidates for the Naismith Trophy as the NCAA's top player. Tournament action in full swing tonight. We're just under 2 hours away for the playing games at 6:40. Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M. Fairleigh Dickinson minus 1.5, total 149. Later on tonight, the other playing game, Belmont takes on Temple. Belmont is a 3.5-point favorite, big total at 155.5. We have the odds and the one seeds for the tournament. Duke, North Carolina, Virginia, Gonzaga, they're number ones. Duke is the tournament favorite, plus 225. Regional favorites, here we go. Duke, minus 180 to win the East. Gonzaga is plus 150 to win the West. North Carolina comes in as the favorite, plus 200 to win the West. And Virginia, the favorite to win the South at plus 145. Six games in the NBA tonight. Philly, minus 1 at Charlotte, 223. Houston is an 8-point favorite at Atlanta, 231.5 is your over-under. Bucks, 11.5-point favorites at home to the Lakers, 230.5. Golden State takes on Minnesota. The Warriors, minus 6.5, 230. Brooklyn at Sacramento. Kings, minus 3.5, 233. Indiana at the Clip joint. Clip, minus 4.5, 219.5. NIT tournament goes as well tonight. We got some spreads and games. Early action, number 5, Lipscomb taking on Davidson. Davidson, minus 2, 149. Number 7, Hofstra, and number 2, NC State. Wolfpack, 9-point favorites, 163.5. The Wright State Raiders, number 7, at number 2, Clemson. Tigers, minus 12.5, 131. San Diego, a 6 seed versus Memphis, a 3. Tigers, 6.5, 151. Actually, this total now has gone from 151 to 156. People smashing the over in San Diego. It's very odd there. Number 5, Arkansas. Number 4, Providence. Friars, minus 6, 144. Number 7, South Dakota State taking on the number 2, Texas Longhorns. Texas, minus 8.5, 152. Late action tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern. Number 5, Dayton. Number 4, Colorado. Buffaloes, minus 4.5,
138. As we mentioned, NHL news, Bruins star David Pastrnak returns to the lineup when Boston takes on the Islanders tonight. The Bruins laying minus 120. Pastrnak hasn't played since February 10th after having thumb surgery. He has 66 points in 55 games for the Bees. The Blues get sniper Vladimir Tarasenko back in their matchup versus the Oilers. He's been out the last five with an upper body injury. And goalie Ben Bishop makes his return to the Dallas Stars. He's currently riding a franchise-best goalless streak, too. So Dallas takes on Florida. Ben Bishop is back. Stay tuned to Red Heat and Rage. We're going to break down the brackets and fast food. It's unbelievable stuff. We have great, great picks and a whole lot more. Thanks to George Kirk for visiting us. We'll also talk about NCAA basketball, the NIT, NBA, and NHL betting boards, DFS, and anything you guys want to talk about. Stick around. It's Red Heat and Rage.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, we're into level two. The Twisted Tuesday edition of the program. We appreciate you joining us. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down in our New Jersey studios on the other side of the Hudson. As you can see, the brand new Hudson Yards behind us. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, throwing it down in Toronto, Ontario. We're breaking it down. We'll get to the college basketball for the record. I like Fairleigh Dickinson. Let me get an updated number on this. We'll get back to the fast food breakdown, and we'll crown a winner. We're actually voting, and it's accepting the vote, so we'll go through. We haven't even gotten to a few powerhouses, Cam. Like, where's Popeyes? Where's KFC? And I got to tell you, man.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, KFC's making the Final Four. Like, I'm going to be hard-pressed to bounce them. I'm underwhelmed by the amount of hoagie and Subway sandwich and sandwich places. I don't know how they stay in business.
Excellent point. When I go to a restaurant, Gabe, it's one of these things that I talk to my girlfriend about. One of the things is, can I make it at home? Can I do it at home? Can I do a better job? So I try to get things like, I can never make a burger at home that tastes as good as a fast food burger. It's one of those things. I guess you can on the grill if you chop up the onions and stuff. I don't have time, but how the hell am I going to make
like
fried chicken that tastes like Kentucky Fried Chicken? Frozen pizza sucks. Exactly. Same
frozen
type of thing.
Frozen pizza blows.
It does, man. They've tried like Dr. Oker and all these other guys. Oh, we've mastered it, you know, Giuseppe. They all stink.
Can't do
they
it.
They all stink. It's not the same. No, they can't. They can't do it. They can't do it.
And
so
it's always deceptive because it looks good on the box. And no matter how many times you've been fooled by a frozen pizza, you'll still get fooled again. Like, it's been a while. Like, I don't. I actually eat. I've been eating pizza recently. I go to my main man, Michael's, across the street, right? Like,
it's a real
Michael's,
pizzeria.
Michael's. Michael's is good. I get the double cheese, and now I'm getting it well done. It's better well done, actually. So, I am eating the local pizza. I've tried. Manhattan's not the best place for pizza, to be honest. I'm on the lookout. You know, when I go to Brooklyn, hopefully, I think it looks like the Raptors are going to be playing the Brooklyn Nets in the playoffs, actually, more and more, and which is be way cool. I'll be honest, Cam, if they do, I'm not coming. Why would I come and pay $400 or $500, bro, to get ripped off in Toronto with a bunch of jackass Bay Street bootlickers? When I can go to Brooklyn and
to
get smashed for $60. Playoffs will probably be $90, Cam. I'll be in like the sixth row behind the bench. You know what I mean?
Buddy, me and Vizey and Vince went to the Leaf game, okay, Vince? Gabe, he had greens, okay? So these are just regular tickets. After the beers that I bought for him, I bought his girlfriend a wine or whatever, I'm out $200. I'm sick and tired of these prices here. It's basically the Manhattan of Canada. It's nuts. I can't go to a sporting event with under like $200 in my pocket. So screw it. Like, you know, I'm not doing it anymore.
Toronto.
Blow me.
Toronto sports is like Manhattan, except it's more expensive, Cam.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Like, I saw the Raptors and Knicks for $100. The Raptors are expensive everywhere. It's annoying.
I don't like it.
Knicks games are like $29, $26. The Raptors coming down, ooh, $110, $130. I don't know what it is. Like, the Raptors are like the Golden State Warriors. People pay to watch it. They're not.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Rage Radio, just talking to the crew in the chat now about prices. They were like, yeah, Yankee Stadium's crazy just to park there. I was telling a story about, I went to Yankee Stadium years ago, and it was when Vladimir Guerrero was on the Angels. And it was right after he left the Expos. He was on the Angels, and there was like a bus trip from Montreal. So all these Expo fans, like, you know, like the Angels and stuff. Orlando Cabrera was on the team, and then Vladimir Guerrero. Bill Stoneman, first Expo pitcher to throw a no-hitter, actually, was actually the Angels general manager. Like, the Angels, Cam, always were sort of like Expo's West Coast. If you noticed, when Expo players would leave, they'd go to the Angels. No, they would, like, time after time.
What about Mark Langston? He pitched for the Angels.
Yeah, there's a list of
Montreal.
Like, the Expos and Angels always had a connection. it's strange. Like, there's a ton of Angel hats in Montreal. Like, when Guerrero was on the team, people liked the Angels. And people liked the Angels in New York, too, at the time. The Angels were a very Hispanic team. And Vladimir Guerrero was very popular. And so at Yankee Stadium, man, there were a lot of Angel fans. And it was when the Angels were really good and were on the World Series era, and went after Vladimir Guerrero, the Yankees were good. So we went to the game, and it was quite the adventurous day, Cam. I went to the game, it was like 1 o'clock, took the bus with the fans, like, you know, like we did with the Bills. So of course it was a shit show, got blasted on the bus, and I'm all wasted. Get to Yankee Stadium, 1 o'clock. It starts pouring rain, man. All right. Every time I go to a Yankee game, it rains. So it starts pouring rain and stuff like Gotham style. Looked like a Batman movie. It was all dark and like, boom, it starts coming down. And it's cold and rainy and stuff. And they need to play a game, Cam. It's in like September. And the Angels aren't coming back to the East Coast. So it was one of these deals, man. It was on Fox, but they didn't care. They're like, you got to finish the game. Like, you can't, like, you got to play the game no matter what happens somehow. So it was 1 o'clock. You know, they played a couple innings and stuff. It's raining. It's kind of, you know, cold and stuff. And then, boom, really starts coming down hard. So hard that people start leaving, right? They're like, there's no way they're going to play this game. So people start leaving. Everyone on the tour group left, Cam, except me and this guy called the Crazy Dominican. So me and the Crazy Dominican are all like, wow, whatever, man. Let's just hang out here, and, you know. Let's just stay. Yeah, we were like walking around. We're looking at the monument stuff, and we're checking out Yankee Stadium. So I'm like, this is pretty cool, dude. I'm like, I don't need to leave on the bus. I said, we'll get back out of here. Like, we'll go back to the hotel on our own later. Don't worry. So they keep on saying, they announce, we got to play this game, guys. So they're like, basically, if you're staying here, don't worry. We're going to play this game eventually. I swear to God, Cam, I would have cut myself off. Imagine me sitting in Yankee Stadium for like 9 hours. Like, I was shit-faced, bro. I was shit-faced. Like, I slipped down the stairs once. Like, it was rainy. I'm falling over the place. Arr, more beer. Arr, like, just getting hammered. And then at 7:30 or 8 at night, whatever it was. It was all dark, and no one's left in the stadium. There's literally, like, 3,000 people there or something. Yankee Stadium. And our seats were way up in the crap-ass bleachers, Cam.
Yeah, okay. I know those seats. I've been there.
Yeah. And we're in the Bronx. I'm like, wow, they're kind of really up here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Looking down. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm here, but I'm not really here. I'm like in the last row of the stadium. So Bob Shepard, the classic voice. Remember, like, Derek Jeter. Yeah, the classic voice, Bob Shepard, comes on the PA system. Thank you, Yankee fans. Everyone that stayed through, and he goes, this is the longest rain delay in New York Yankee history. He's like, you're part of history. And we're like, longest delay. but then he says, as a courtesy of staying, feel free to come down to the lower bowl, like over the speaker. So basically, they just packed in behind home plate. So I kept, I'm shit-faced. I went from being in like the upper decks to like literally like third row behind home plate.
Beautiful.
And yeah, I had money on the Angels. I was pissing Yankee fans off and cheering for Guerrero.
I bet.
I had the under in the game. I was like all over the place, like yelling and like, yeah, great time. And then after the game, troubles are brewing. And then after
yeah,
the game,
I hear sirens. Yeah.
Then after the game, Cam, we stumble out of the Bronx and stuff. It's late. It's like midnight, 11:30 at night, Saturday night, whatever. And like the cops are there, and they're directing people like into the subway. They're like, "Don't go that way." They're all like, "No, there." But of course, me and the crazy Dominican, we needed something. We needed to find something. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I got it.
Figured, well, we're gonna find something in the Bronx. So you know, it's funny. The cops were like hoarding everyone on us in the subway after we went right in. And it's funny now because you couldn't pay me money to do that now, Cam. There's no way in hell I would get hammered and just blindly walk around the Bronx in the middle of the summer or in September all wasted, you know, looking to hook up. You know what I mean? The things you do when you're younger. So,
excellent. Yeah, I know. You're right.
Yeah, lo and behold, we did. So, I don't know, man. We ended up, like, in Manhattan somewhere after. And, you know, we got a ticket for actually smoking on the street and drinking on the street. So, years ago, I got shaken down and basically, they wanted $75 on the spot, or they were taking me in. It was like a shakedown, Cam. I had to pay $75. It was like my last money. I had like $90 on me. Yeah. I was like, "Well,
it's
he's
a
like,
nightmare.
Dude."
People,
he goes, "It's your choice. You pay $75 now, or you come to the precinct house with me." And I was like, "Oh God!" I think Crazy Dominican. I had to chip in $20 for me or something.
Yeah, no, I was driving across the United States. We got a speeding ticket in Kansas. Same thing. Trooper goes, "You pay it now or you go to jail." Like, you know what I mean? Because I guess they have a lot of people that just like breeze through, and how the hell are they going to get me, right? It was at the time like I was living in the Northwest Territories. I got a polar bear on my plate. Like you're not getting paid. It was when me and my buddy were doing our baseball tour. He was a big baseball fan. A guy I used to live with up north. But you're right, Morenci. A question I had, though. So did the bus leave? How'd you get back to Montreal? Was it a bus tour from Montreal to New York, or how'd you get back?
Yeah, we made it back. We made it back on Sunday morning. We disappeared all night. Like, we rolled up when the bus was leaving. I don't even remember staying in a hotel. They don't wait for you.
Like, they don't wait for you. Like, I left the Seattle. I left the Seattle Detroit game at the Silver Dome, and they're gone. Like, if you're not at the bus at a certain time, there's no, "Hey, where's that redheaded guy?" No, and then you're hitching a ride to, you know, from Pontiac to Detroit to take a Greyhound. Like, might take you a day to get home. Maybe a day and a half. You're right. We do dumb things when we're younger. I wouldn't do some of the things. Like, I remember I was walking the streets. Some areas of Buffalo are pretty rough with, like, a 40 of malt liquor and stuff. Like, I'm surprised I didn't get shanked. Like, yeah, you're right. Now, again, you wouldn't catch me dead in that neighborhood. I'd be ridden with bullets.
I once went into the worst part of Houston, once at 2 in the morning. Another time, same thing in Minneapolis. For some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to walk around Little Somalia at like 2 a.m. I've done some weird things on the road, Cam. Like, I'm much older and like more conservative now. I'm like, no, I'm not going out there. I'm like, "You nuts?" I'm like, "God, no." All right, Bob was on holder. I told him he can get on in the 5 o'clock hour. And show's just flying by today. We're already at 5:20.
We're gonna finish that fast food stuff. Or are we going to
do it
tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to get back.
You want to do it?
No, definitely we're finishing this fast.
Yeah, we're finishing this. Yeah, cool.
All right. Is Bob there? All right, we'll get back
gone.
To Bob after. We'll get back to you, Bob. Poor Bob is on hold. I think his battery died.
What about Bob?
I tell them, listen, instead of like waiting on hold forever, I prefer to tell the people we'll take calls then.
Yeah. Calls now.
No,
yeah,
I said before.
It's
I said before, we're taking calls at 5 o'clock, and he stayed on hold for an hour. It's like, no, just call back at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
All right, so let's get back to our fast food bracket and get through this. 4 versus 13, Pizza Hut versus Firehouse Subs.
Oh, Pizza Hut. You don't even have to know analysis. As we talk about, I don't know how these sub places made in-game. Actually, Pizza Hut, too? Not bad wings on Wednesday night. You get a wing special, too. They're pretty big. I got no problem. No one out pizzas the Hut.
Pizza Hut's better in Canada than it is the States.
Some
franchises are better. Like McDonald's is better in the U.S. But
I agree, 100%.
Pizza Hut is, yeah, but Pizza Hut's better in Canada. All right, we'll hit this and more on the other side.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decisions, Red Heat Ranger Radio continues. I like Fairleigh Dickinson, guys. Fairleigh Dickinson, they're minus 130 on the money line. They're minus two. Should be a higher scoring game as well, guys. I think there'll be some points put up on the board. Prairie View A&M, not a very good defensive team. Fairleigh Dickinson play with a very quick tempo. They push the ball. And they're a very good three-point shooting team as well. I think Fairleigh's just a better team. Yeah, listen, it's a play-in game, right? It's not like any of these games are stone-cold locks. We had the head coach of the Bradley Braves on this morning. We'll replay that for you in the next segment. Then in the 6 o'clock hour, we'll get back just into the games and the point spreads and all that other type of stuff. But let's finish off. Let's get through this. We're into Region 3 right now, the 5 versus the 12. Is there going to be an upset? I say no here because I'm not a fan of noodles. Bojangles versus Noodles and Company, Cam. Bojangles is the 5 seed versus Noodles and Company.
If you've been listening to this show, I'm going to tell you, I'm one of the biggest proponents of Bojangles chicken and biscuits. My buddy lived in outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I went there. I lived on that stuff for a couple weeks, Gabe. Breakfast sandwich is impeccable. Perfect. Bojangles, their chicken sandwiches are huge, crispy, beautiful. It's a slaughter. Bojangles by 42 in a rout. They cover.
All right.
I love Bojangles.
I can't disagree. I can't disagree. All right. This next one's interesting because the 6 seed, I think this is way overly ranked for the 6 seed. Jack in the Box should not be a 6 seed. Jack in the Box is a 14 seed. No, they're in the College Insider. Play they're not even in the 6. They're not in the field.
They're in the play.
They're not
or
in the field.
Play-in game. They're in the play-in game.
Like Jack in the Box could kill you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it has killed
people. There's an outbreak in Seattle, yes. That's a good point. Yeah, the E. coli sting in Seattle.
I lived in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's
I lived in Hollywood, California. This is a true story. I'm not embellished. I lived in Hollywood, California. And these days, so this is in like the late 80s, all right? Late 80s, early 90s. And so prices in fast food were cheap in those days, right? So basically, Cam, everything was 33 cents at Jack in the Box in those days. Like, literally, like, a dollar was your combo. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a taco, a cup of soda, and a fries for a buck, you know? So,
yep.
It was one of these deals. But, like I stated, they did have, like, a couple of outbreaks. And some people passed away. So, I was in Jack in the Box, and I ordered, like, I don't know, I ate a bunch of stuff in there for, like, $5. I was like, ugh. And on the way out, I came out and there was a homeless dude, and I gave him the bag. I saw him, and I was like, ah, instead of leaving it on the table or throwing it out, I'm going to give it to the guy. So I said, yo, bros, I got a couple of tacos in here or whatever, man. And he tells me, he goes, I don't eat that crap. Can I get some money? And he threw it in the garbage. I was actually mad.
Too.
Like, he threw it.
I'd be mad, too.
Because I was like, I would have kept it. I was like, dude, I would have kept it, actually. I probably would have eaten it myself. Like, even a homeless guy. And another time, Cam, this is another true story. And O.J. Simpson, this is nuts. O.J. Simpson owned the Popeyes I'm talking about. So I used to eat Popeyes chicken on Hollywood Boulevard. And it was like Hollywood and Vine area. And so I used to eat chicken there. And O.J. Simpson actually was one of the minority owners of the place. Like, you know, people knew, you know, O.J. owns a piece of this place. And man, so Hollywood Boulevard in those days, pretty crazy, right? It's a lot of vagrants and whatever. So I'm eating there, and I'm eating in the window cap. So literally, you know, I'm on a window, and Hollywood Boulevard's outside. So there's this, like, really, like, beaten down homeless dude, man. And he's, like, staring at me eating and stuff, like, through the window. And I never should have done this. I was trying to be nice, but I gave him the coleslaw.
Why not? I like coleslaw.
You get yeah, so something. I gave him the coleslaw.
I, yeah, I but
he took the coleslaw.
At all.
He took the coleslaw and he rubbed it all over the window. He took it on his hand and he smeared it all over the window. The manager at Popeye said, "What are you, an effing idiot? What did you give him coleslaw for?"
This is KFC nuclear coleslaw. That stuff
Jack,
is great.
Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box is 16 versus PDQ. I don't know PDQ.
What is PDQ? No, I don't know it either. So
it's blurring the lines over between Jack? Fast food and fast casual.
Eh.
A lot of restaurants we've never sampled yet.
I know. It's crazy. I know a lot of places, too. Like, I search out places. PDQ. I don't know. No. No clue. No clue.
I'm looking at their website right now. Right, let's bring Bob in. We'll see what Bob votes for. What's up, Bob?
My daughter called me. I'm sorry.
All right, Bob.
Oh, don't be sorry, Bob. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Dave.
You ever been to a Jack in the Box restaurant, Bob?
Yep.
What do you prefer, Taco Bell? Jack in the Box?
Yeah, Taco Bell. I like Taco Bell.
It says Taco Bell. All right, Bob. So what's on your mind, Bob?
Gabe, who was that guy you had on this morning? Is he a true handicapper?
Which one?
The guy near the end.
Big man on campus.
Yeah, Jeff Nader. Yeah, he's a handicapper. Yeah,
he's a big handicapper.
Yeah. Hey, no, he loves college basketball there, Bob.
He's very good at college basketball.
He was like Norm from Cheers to me. He looked like Norm from Cheers.
Yeah, he kind of did look like Norm today, yeah.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like Norm. That's a good call, Bob. Yeah, he does.
Did. I thought that was going to be funny.
Hey, you know what? Bob thinks that Ted...
And I couldn't get on this morning because of him. He put me to sleep.
Well, we were packed in it.
He put me to sleep.
We're giving winners here, Bob. Giving winners, Bob.
I'm always kidding. I know. I'm giving you winners, too, Vermont. Virginia Tech over Duke.
Yeah, we say Vermont over Florida State and Virginia Tech over Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but is Vermont going to win the game outright, or are they just going to cover the points?
Are they going to cover the 10.5? Yeah.
Who?
Vermont.
Maybe cover. Yeah, they probably cover it. Yeah, they probably cover it.
Well, you just said they're going to win.
Islanders are going to beat the Bruins tonight. So.
Really?
The Islanders? Bob,
that's a bold pick. That's a bold pick, Bob.
Hey, Gabe, when I go to Yankee Stadium, right, I get the hot dogs outside. They sell spread hot dogs outside the stadium.
Street meat? You can't go wrong with street meat. It's the best. Actually, outside
those are the best hot dogs.
Bob, I'm a connoisseur, and I'll tell you, you don't get better street meat. Like, Gabe, you got one thing about Toronto, they got good street meat. Like, if I had street meat in Boston, other cities,
but New
like
York
the dogs we have
are you. Good. No, New York, I bet you. Hey, I met this guy named, what was his name? He does a YouTube channel. Right? He's from Toronto. And he gets to work at the stadium all the time. Toronto Blue Jays. And
where did you meet him, Bob?
On YouTube. He has his own channel.
All right.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. And that's his hockey games. He does very good. He lives in Toronto.
Really? We know everybody in Toronto, Bob. Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know who you're talking. What's his name?
I'm trying to think of his channel. Oh, my God.
Not very good with names, Bob.
I talked 21 minutes to him that day.
You talked to him for 21 minutes.
Gabe,
you don't
know
his name.
Gabe,
how do you not know his name?
You
talked to him for 21 minutes.
I know his channel. I'll tell you tomorrow morning, okay? when you get me on, are you going to have a lot of people on tomorrow?
Yeah, we got Kelly in Vegas tomorrow, Bob.
Am I doing golf tomorrow?
Oh, Kelly's on tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be on golf tomorrow, Bob. Yeah, she's fierce. She's
pretty
hot.
Yeah, she's attractive.
She's nice.
What?
She's a nice girl. She's a handicapper.
She like Michelle.
Well, that's, she's not going to go out with you, Bob.
I didn't say she was going out with you.
If that's what you're getting at,
I didn't go out with Michelle. I didn't call her one night. I called her on Friday night one time at her job. She said hi to me.
Thanks for the call, Bob.
I miss her. I miss Corey, too. What is Corey on Instagram now? Where is
Corey's
he
on Twitter.
Now?
Corey,
you said.
He's on Twitter.
He's
go to his Twitter.
And
Twitter
the other sports show.
Yeah, he's on Twitter.
What's the
Bob?
Other sports show?
All right, then let Bob go. Thanks. Dear God.
That was it's great. It's oh God, hell, that's great.
I don't know, like Bob's
Bob.
Like, do you know that guy that I talked to?
Yeah,
on
like
internet,
that guy.
Like,
I talked to
how the hell are we supposed
minutes.
To know
what's
who you
his
talked
name?
To?
I don't know. Yeah, Toronto's got 4.7 million people. I don't know who the hell he is.
All right, Jack in the Box beats PDQ.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll give it to.
You ever heard of Schlotzky's?
Yes, I have heard of Schlotzky's. Yep, I have.
They're going up against Popeyes, the 3 seed.
I'll take Popeyes. Even though, I'll tell you about Popeyes, though. I know a lot of millennial kids will probably have Popeyes going very deep into this tournament. I'm a Popeyes fan for the sides. I find the breading on their chicken too thick. I want more chicken, less breading. I'm a Colonel man.
I find too their chicken breading. Too greasy or too
it's,
slippery.
It's
slippery.
Know what it is? It's too stringy. It's got that like kind of peeled cheese thing going on there.
The sides are good though. Yeah, the sides are good at Popeyes.
Excellent.
The sides are Popeyes is advancing, but you're right. You know, I'm more of a KFC guy. Like, but like, this next place sucks. I've been Long John Silver's. That's that fish place. Terrible.
It's a dump.
Terrible.
Yeah, Long John Silver's. They lose.
They're a 7 seed versus Wingstop.
They should be the play-in game, too. How the hell did Long John Silver's get a 7 seed? That's nuts.
Yeah, Wingstop advances. Oh, In-N-Out Burger versus Baja Fresh. Are you an In-N-Out guy?
Love In-N-Out Burger.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Morning after. All right, let's do this thing. The countdown to tip-off is on. The play-in games are set. The tournament is set to begin. It's no better time of the year to be a college basketball fan. We're going to spend the next 3 hours breaking down this tournament in all of its forms. We got play-by-play announcers coming on. We've got handicappers, we've got analysts, radio hosts, and we're fortunate to have a head coach that steps up and in. And we appreciate his time because he's getting ready to go to Des Moines to take on the Michigan State Spartans. We're now joined by head coach of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament champion, Bradley Braves. Brian Wardle joins us. Coach, good morning. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us this morning. I know you got a lot going on. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm just sitting here watching our point guard in early, getting extra shots up. So things are great here, and we're excited about the opportunity this week.
All right, so good news, bad news. You guys are in the tournament, but hey, that's all good. I know the student body's happy. It works out great. Everyone can go. It's in Iowa. Bad news is last time Bradley was in the tournament, Coach, they went to the Sweet 16. No pressure at all.
Yeah, no pressure. And you know, the Valley has won a first-round gaming for, like, I think 10 years straight. So it's no pressure at all, but we're excited to get the B Shield and Bradley Basketball back on the national scene and arrive there and back in the big dance. And we obviously got a great opponent in Michigan State. But, you know, the one thing that's held true throughout the NCAA tournament, why March Madness is so exciting for everybody, is that anything can happen in 2 hours. And all you have to do is out-execute for those 2 hours and out-play for 2 hours. And I feel our team, the way we've been playing down the stretch and winning games and staying together and playing, protecting each other and playing for each other, I think in any 2 hours we can beat anyone on neutral floor.
How did you keep the kids together earlier in the year, and how did you keep it together yourself, Coach? I know you're a very competitive person. You're a very intense person. And I don't even want to say, ooh, 0-5, because you might punch me through the phone here. I know you're tired of being asked about it. But how did you keep your cool? How did you keep the kids like in this and say, you know what, there's a lot of racetrack left here, guys?
Well, first off, I'm controlled aggression. I have total control over my competitiveness.
I know. I don't. I'm speaking for myself.
I know. And that's our style of play is kind of controlled aggression. And really, why I say that is, we kind of got overly aggressive, and we kind of lost our discipline at times. And we had some guys, you know, having some shooting woes and shooting struggles, and, you know, four or five of our key guys kind of – and every player goes through a slump in a season. I've been there as a player. You know, you'll have 3 to 5 games where you're struggling, and we kind of had 4 or 5 guys all at the same time doing that. And then we let our offense dictate our D a little bit. So it was kind of a combination of a bunch of things. It wasn't just one problem. But I will tell you this, how we get through it, you just take it one day at a time. You stay committed. You stay connected as a group. You keep working hard. You block out all the negative noise, and you keep your circle tight, and you just stay the course and stay in the game. And that's what we did.
Hey, Coach, I got to tell you, congratulations, obviously, taking on Michigan State, of course. But, you know, tempo plays a big role this time of year, especially in these tournaments. And you guys have done a pretty good job of being able to mix up the tempo. You guys have been able to slow it down to the point where you can, you know, you can take advantage of some teams. What's the strategy going against Izzo in this game and at Michigan State? What kind of do you feel it's got to be a track meet? Are you going to try to slow it down? What's your approach?
Well, it's. I think we got to play with our style of controlled aggression. I think we are really good in transition. I think that's our best offense. So we got to get out and run. And a lot of teams in the Valley, here's the beauty of the Valley, and I think why our league has had success in the tournament. There's so many different styles of play. We played 3 teams that play low possession, low pace in the tournament. And we had to grind out wins, low possession games, where we had to, it's decided by 1 or 2 possessions, and we had to execute and finish games, and we were able to do that. So that's a great experience. There's also teams in our league that want to get up and down, like Michigan State a little bit more, and we'll run. And so we've kind of seen it all, played with it all, and we've won playing both ways. So we prefer getting up and down a little bit. But, I mean, transition defense obviously is a huge key in this game. They do a great job of getting the ball out quick on makes and out letting up the floor and up in the ball. And then, you know, defensive rebounding. But I'll tell you this. I have a lot of respect for Coach Izzo and the Michigan State program, a ton of respect for him. They're a wonderful program. I would say this. Everyone talks about their physicality, their toughness. That's all you hear about. But I'm watching them. The more I study them, they are extremely smart team. They are smart. They do not beat themselves. All their players know their role, and they're stars in the role. And that's the ultimate sign of a very well-coached team.
Yeah, unfortunately, Coach, I'm a Michigan Wolverine fan, and everything you just said is true, true, and true. Like, I'm pulling for you for multiple reasons on Thursday.
Well, you guys had a heck of a year, too. I just watched the game yesterday. You guys had a great year and a great team, too.
So, how important is it, and I know that your staff, it's crazy. People don't realize the work that goes on behind this stuff. You guys don't know what you're playing. You know what I mean? You don't know. You might have to charter a flight here. You might have to go there. Ultimately, you find out it's Des Moines. It gives an opportunity for the students to go to the game. And, you know, we hear so much about geographical advantages come this time of the year in the tournament. How are you a fan of this? Is this much better for you? You guys can get on a bus as opposed to getting on a plane and flying across the country?
Yeah, we're excited about being close to Peoria. There's no doubt. I mean, we're 4 hours away. I think you'll see a lot of red. Bradley hasn't been to the tournament in a while, like we stated, 3 times in the last 31 years. So you're going to see a lot of Braves fans there. But does that mean you're going to win the game? Absolutely not. We know that. And I think this time of year, the long layoffs can almost hurt you more than help you. I think unless you're having some injuries and you're trying to recover from that, your guys want to play this time of year. They don't want to practice. So I picked a lot of coaches' brains about our layoff that have had success in the tournament, not only from our league but outside our league. And then more important, you got to understand your locker room. You got to understand your players. How hard can you go? What should you do? What do they need to be rested and ready and mentally focused for that game? And so I thought we did a good job this past week.
Yeah, the big question is, Coach, are we going to keep it within the 18.5 that the line is got going in here? That's what I'm talking about. That's what we're looking for, Coach. 18.5. Listen, I'm riding Bradley. I don't care. I'm riding you guys. I wish you nothing but the best of luck. I think it's great for the Mo Valley. I think it's great for you. And I think it's also a great test for your kids going up against a Michigan State like this. I think they'll learn a little something about themselves.
100%. I think you can learn. You know, you can learn every day, and you can learn from all kinds of situations. And you can learn when you watch a program like Michigan State. Why are they good? They don't beat themselves. They play for each other. They're unselfish. They are stars in their roles. They stay in their lane on the court. They don't try to do anything they can't do. And that's why they're so consistent and win. And I think we've done that the last 2 months. I mean, I think that's what's helped us win, too. Now we got to do it at a high level. We got to do it for 40 minutes better than them.
All right, Coach, so before we get you out of here with head coach Brian Wardle of the Bradley Braves, when people saw you were coming on Twitter, they said, man, I can't wait to see what shoes he's going to be wearing on Thursday. Listen, you've been in the NIT before, and I know it's about the kids, but what does it mean to you as well? You're in your first NCAA tournament, but people are counting on you, Coach, here. We're looking for, like, I don't know if you know who Don Cherry is, the hockey announcer, but he goes over the top. Like, I'm looking for like a Vegas-style red jacket. Maybe he's like some sequins, you know what I mean? And you got to be rolling out the red suede shoes again, right?
Yeah, well, those are definitely coming out. Now, I got to tell you, they are pretty beat up. I don't think they're going to last much longer. So hopefully we have more than one game, but they got some holes going in them. But they have been, you know, I'm not the most superstitious person, but everyone around, a lot of my players and coaches are, and they are definitely going to be busted out on that game on Thursday for sure.
Hey, great stuff, Coach. Best of luck. Once again, congratulations. It's been a hell of a run, and we wish you the best of luck on Thursday afternoon in Des Moines, Iowa.
All right. I appreciate it, guys. Don't doubt those Braves. Thank you.
Go Braves.
Go Braves.
That's it.
Go Braves. And Joe Hernard, who's waiting for your question? You're like, well, Coach, you know. Yeah, are you going to cover the point spread? Like, you actually got a laugh out of it, at least.
I just, you know, I thought that was legitimate.
I swear to God, Joe, when I saw this point spread was announced, it was 20.5.
Right.
Clearly the Sharps agreed because it's been bet down to 18.5. It's not someone betting $10 on the game that moves a number a couple of days before the tournament. I thought the number was a little high. I think Bradley can hang around in this game.
I think tempo plays a big part. I think they can slow it down and keep it close.
All right, we're not done. We got college basketball, and more college basketball the morning after.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Let's roll. Level 2 winding down. Thanks to the head coach of the Bradley Braves for joining us this morning. Dick Vitale will join us next week. Kelly in Vegas in studio tomorrow. Cole Beasley, former Dallas Cowboy, now in the Buffalo Bills. He's on the radar later in the week as well. So we're going to get into the picks and everything. In fact, I just fired off an email to you, Cam, with my selections of the night. I'm keeping it simple tonight, and I actually ignored. I didn't play the Boston Bruins. I didn't even look at the NBA. It's March Madness. I'm all about the tournament right now. Fairly Dickinson, guys. I'm pulling the trigger. Fairly Dickinson. We'll get back to the food bracket, but I'm going Fairly Dickinson. minus 130 on the money line. I think it's going to be a higher scoring game. We're going over 149 as well. And we're going bigger on that. And then hopefully we're still alive a little bit later on tonight, Kim, with Belmont and Temple this evening. But the tournament starts in less than an hour, 6:40 tip-off. It's 5:54 Eastern time right now. So we are 46 away from the beginning of March Madness.
Yeah, I'm surprised about the Temple line, Gabe. But when we talked to Big Man, it was 3.5, and now I'm seeing some 3 flats out there. I'm going to probably take a little bit with Fairleigh Dickinson as well. They're a better team. They should be able to get it long. And when you look at Prairie View, they're quick but little. Fairleigh Dickinson has some size advantages and some mismatches they should be able to take advantage of. Let's hope they show up and nail some threes too and get a W. But I'm surprised. I thought that Belmont line would go up, but these play-in games tend to be pretty tight. We've had a lot of games go down to the wire. So we'll see. But I'm surprised that people are betting Temple, and Belmont seems to be one of those trendy teams that people want to latch on to.
All right, let's blast through this because people are hung up on the food. We got to get to our winners here. We're nearly through this bracket, and it'll be eliminated, and we can narrow it down. All right, we're on to Wendy's, a one seed, versus Wiener Schnitzel. Wendy's versus Wiener Schnitzel.
I'm going to take Wiener
Schnitzel.
Wendy's is good,
pretty
but
good for a fast food place, though. Wendy's is high caliber for a fast food.
I've had very few problems with Wendy's. I like their value menu. I think their quick salads are pretty good, too. Like, when I do get a Caesar salad from Wendy's, it's usually, you know, it's very, very solid. You know what you get from Wendy's? I've never really had some bad experiences there. Wendy's over Wiener Schnitzel, but Wiener Schnitzel's not too bad. It's not a bad restaurant. Tough matchup for Wiener Schnitzel. I would like them to face somebody else, but Wendy's is strong.
There are 16 seats. Exactly. So here's a 9 versus 8-year-old.
Just quickly, Long John Silver's is a 7 and Wendy's is a 16? Come on, man.
A Wiener Schnitzel's a 16.
Oh, Wiener Schnitzel's a 16. Okay. Oh, whoa,
yeah. Wendy's is a powerhouse. One seed, yeah.
They sure are. See a one seed.
So Sonic is an 8 seed. Sonic's got like crazy stuff. Like, they just throw everything together. Like, yeah, let's crunch up a bunch of Oreos and Chips Ahoy and throw it in a milkshake.
Yep. Exactly.
The two dudes in a Sonic commercial are pretty annoying. And
yes,
you know, I have to wonder. I have
I like
to wonder.
The one guy,
are they gay? And
that's kind of what I. Yeah, they're not gay.
They're not. That's why once, like, after a couple of years of these two dumbasses here, it was almost like, yeah, we're gonna have to do something here because people are starting to ask questions. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I was just wondering, like, are you guys like, are you what, like, what's the angle? But no, remember there was two sort of goofy girls like them, actually, that they saw at Sonic.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, look at them.
That's what they
They're
did.
Looking at
Good
us.
Good point.
They were letting everyone Excellent. Know, no. Yeah. We're not gay. Yeah. We're not gay.
Great
not
point.
Not that there's anything
they
wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. But they actually had to bring in the Sonic girls with the guys to say that they weren't gay.
They had
gay. To. And you were right. Yeah, because what kind of
like
guys?
You and I host a show together, Cam, but we're not eating in cars together every day. Like,
no,
you know what I mean? It's a little over the top.
My point is they're not high in a car getting fast food. It's the same guys. They're well-dressed. Like, what are two well-dressed old men doing in a convertible at Sonic at night other than being gay? And it's nothing, as you said, nothing wrong with that. But anyway, Sonic's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, Sonic. Right? Yeah, they got the crazy desserts and stuff like that.
Good prices. Good prices at Sonic.
Sonic versus Checkers and Rallies.
I'm going to go. This is a great battle between, like, the lesser light chains. Like, value menus, Checkers, very, very good. But Checkers' motto, Gabe, is you got to eat. I don't really think that's a strong motto. How about, like, our food is good, but you got to eat? No,
yeah, no, they're
I
saying, hey,
eat.
Yeah, you know, yeah,
it's
yeah,
a, yeah, hey, you yeah. got to eat. You got to eat something, but I'm going with Sonic, I agree. Better desserts, better prices. They even threw wings and chicken tenders in there. Give me Sonic for the value menu.
This next Checkers place I've heard people say overrated. It's okay. Shake Shack. Shake Shack's a 4 seed. Seems too high to me to be a 4 seed, though. Taking on a 13 seed, Swenson's. Shake Shack versus Swenson's.
What's Swenson's? Is it like Swanson's? Swenson's?
That's
I don't know
Swanson's.
Swenson's. Yeah, I don't know Swenson's.
Swenson's.
I've been to the Shake place, Swenson's. So it's the problem is they're too pricey. Shakes are really out of control for prices now again.
America's
and I do
best
like a
cheeseburger. That's what they claim.
Ooh,
oh,
really?
It's a drive-in. Oh, yeah, it looks pretty good.
You know what?
milkshakes
from
the fountain dessert.
Yeah, I kind of like those old school diners. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm like you. You know when you like to go to Johnny Rockets and get that? Like, I want a real diner feeling. You don't get them anymore, but this place sounds like right in my wheelhouse. I would like to try it.
Yeah, Swenson, I'm looking at their menu. It looks like a menu from the 50s or something. It looks good.
Awesome. I like it.
Yeah.
The other place is too expensive. Way too expensive.
But Shake Shack, yeah, we're going Swenson. Upset. 13 seed.
Swenson.
Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake. Or Wings Over.
Ooh. Ooh. What was it? Steak and Shake versus who?
Wings Over.
I don't know. I like Steak and Shake.
Let's go Steak and Shake.
Bring your wallet.